This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Rick Robinson, and I am actually VP of Product Innovation for AARP Innovation Labs. I have a team of folks who develop original products. Those can be digital products or services or even hard goods. We work through a human-centered design process, going from an idea or a problem and working it through prototype and an MVC and an MVP to pilot, with the hope of developing new revenue streams and new exciting products for both AARP members and non-members. My background is many years of digital product development and product innovation, as well as content and media, kind of a mix of media companies and product companies and startups. I've had a couple of startups of my own. So kind of across the spectrum.
Rick, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
I am an entrepreneur in residence at Georgetown University in Georgetown, D.C. I am a fairly new EIR, so I'm still getting my legs, sea legs, but I love it. I got to start there. But I work with students at the university and alumni companies, some of which hold offices in something called the Georgetown Venture Lab. So there's on-campus and off-campus. And I offer mentorship and advice on things like product discovery, determining what product you might want to try to develop and go after. How do you discover your market? Product creation, validation, scaling, and some degree of business planning.
Rick, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
Wow, I think honestly, one of the biggest challenges for me is time. I want to give more time to it, but finding the time is not always easy. We do set up designated times where we have a variety of ways to interact with students and alumni companies, and there's different internal language for it, but basically different kinds of meetings, whether it's one-on-one or group meetings. But it's a challenge sometimes to meet with some of these students who are incredibly smart and very ambitious, and they're finding their way, you know, through these products they're trying to create. One of the challenges I face is, you know, not to be didactic or sort of misdirecting. You know, I need to shut up and listen very carefully to what some of these folks are trying to create, and do that first to try to get inside their head to really understand the problem from their point of view. So that can be a challenge for someone who's been an entrepreneur and feels like they've been there, done that, and want to jump to advice. So I need to sort of bite my tongue and listen. That is a challenge. Successes, I would say the secret on my side is I get just as much out of it as I give, if not more. So I see that as a success for both sides.
Rick, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
I would share that the first thing you should do is make sure that you listen carefully before you even open your mouth, frankly. And next, I would say, don't let instinctual responses kind of get in the way. So while you're listening, as I mentioned before, your instinct might be to jump in and say, oh, maybe you shouldn't be thinking that way or this. Instead, absorb as much as you can from the student, in my case. Listen fully to what they're trying to achieve so you can understand where there's a weakness that you might be able to offer some help on. I would also say use your experience as an EIR, but don't abuse it. And that kind of gets back to what I said previously a little bit, where it simply means, in my mind, offer the advice that you think is best, but try not to draw too much from your own past experiences and say, this is how we did it in this company back then, so therefore you must do it that way as well. I think of that as sort of abuse of your experience. So you have to be careful with what you draw upon and how you deliver that. You should really try to, I guess, know the world in the eyes of a student, for instance, is different from the world that maybe that you as an EIR understand. It comes down to empathy, really stepping back, stepping into their shoes, and understanding the problem or the unmet need that they're trying to meet, really from their perspective. And that takes, again, listening and focus and a bit of humility, frankly. But you also want to be confident that your experiences, you know, hold some level of universal lessons, regardless of the entrepreneur's, you know, contentions or assumptions. So you have to be humble with what you know and how you deliver that advice, but also confident that what you have to offer is of value. And don't be shy about giving that once you have given them the respect of understanding fully what they're trying to achieve. Some advice I would give.
And Rick, where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
Oh, great. Yeah, you can go to eShip, that's eship.georgetown.edu. And there you'll find all kinds of information around different events and pitch competitions and mentorship, jobs and internships, resources, all kinds of things. Everything related to Georgetown entrepreneurship is there. So I encourage you to go check it out.
Great. Well, thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
For more about this, visit eirpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.